Taiwan's President Chen Shui-bian is on his way to New York. He has a two-day stop there before he visits Latin America. As he was leaving Taipei, Chen said his trip will help raise Taiwan's profile in the international community. It's a move that is likely to anger China. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The last time a Taiwanese leader visited the United States, it prompted Beijing to start lobbing missiles into the Taiwan Straits. Li Donghui's visit to his alma mater Cornell in 1995 also caused Washington to move warships into the area. China-U.S. relations entered one of their lowest points in the last decade. The response from Beijing this time to President Chen Shui-bian's transit through New York will undoubtedly be quieter, says Philip Yang of the National Taiwan University in Taipei.
I don't think that Beijing will respond to the Chen's visit to United States, a transit to United States, compared with their response to Li Donghui's visit to Cornell, because Beijing right now in the process of handling its own domestic problem.
Those problems include a slowing economy, preparing for the impact of joining the World Trade Organization, and an increasingly restless population. Nevertheless, the visit is bound to rile Beijing. Anything that gives Taiwan a higher international profile is opposed in the Chinese capital, which has spent the last year giving the new Taiwanese president no profile at all. When he was elected last year, Chen was reviled and feared by Beijing as a loose cannon who might suddenly declare Taiwanese independence. But the Chinese leaders have watched with gratification as Chen's ratings within Taiwan have slumped, largely because of a major downturn in the economy. So Beijing has adopted a wait-and-see policy that has involved ignoring Chen altogether. But Xu Sijian of the Institute for International Relations in Taipei says that doesn't mean they won't eventually deal with Chen.
I think mainland China, Beijing is very realistic. They have very realistic mentality. So tactically, they ignore Chen Shui-bian or his government or the official channel. Strategically, they never ignore Chen Shui-bian or the government in power. They just do not want to do anything before the opportunity is mature.
And many feel the opportunity will not be mature until internal politics on either side of the Taiwan Straits have stabilized. Taiwan faces legislative midterm elections in December. Chen Shui-bian's party must win a majority, or he risks two more years of gridlock and two more years of being ignored by Beijing. In China, too, there's a degree of policy paralysis. With the crucial transition of power at the 16th Party Congress taking place next year, it's likely no one will dare make drastic moves on such a sensitive issue as Taiwan. That could make for at least another year and a half of political stalemate. Chen Shui-bian last week said he wanted to attend the October summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Shanghai, a request which Beijing rejected. Taiwan, a member of APEC, will be represented by a lower-level official. But Joseph Wu of National Zhengzhou University says, despite the public political deadlock, there's a lot of contact behind the scenes.
They still have their condition, and we still don't answer their conditions in a positive manner because they have doubt on us and we have doubt on them. Beneath the surface, actually, the two sides are improving relations dramatically.
And, says Wu, the way they're doing that is through the economy. In the decade after the two sides started seriously trading in the late 80s, more than $40 billion have been invested in China by Taiwanese companies. Another $10 billion has flooded in just in the last 2 years. There are hundreds of thousands of Taiwanese businessmen at any one time visiting and working in mainland China. So while the rhetoric, if not the missiles, continue to be fired back and forth across the Taiwan Straits, it may be that Beijing is happy to play Chen Shui-bian's visit to the U.S. in a much more low-key manner, knowing that economic ties between China and Taiwan are starting to do what political rhetoric has never achieved. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.